It is 9:42, time for the Positive Chats podcast, and joining us this morning to chat is Dr. Brian Simmons, co-author of The Passion Translation of the New Testament. Good morning, Dr. Simmons.
Hey, pleasure to be with you.
Excited to talk with you, because really excited about this new translation here of the Bible. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Where are you at this morning?
Well, I'm actually in Florida today, but excited to share my heart about God's Word.
Let's get to know Brian a little bit more. Tell us, how'd you come to know Christ, and how'd you end up helping to write a translation of the Bible?
Well, in 1971, I left a very dark background of sin and came to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a wonderful, wonderful way. I went from LSD to G-O-D in one day, and I found the Savior. He found me, and that began this journey, and my wife and I got married to go to the nations. That was our commitment as we shared our wedding vows, that we would spend our life serving God. And we ended up going to a tribal people in the Darien province of Panama, on the border of Colombia and Panama, and spent years there learning their language, planting churches, and eventually I was able to assist on the Payacuna translation project. So that's where I got Bible translation in my heart. I had no idea that I would actually be doing this project. We came back to North America and served as a pastor in a wonderful church in Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut. And then just felt led to turn it over to a younger leadership team and asking God what I should be doing with the rest of my life. And he stirred my heart to do this project. And I'm so thrilled to every day commit myself to translating the scriptures and putting it into a dynamic form that will touch the heart of every reader. It's been exciting.
The other translation you mentioned, that was just like translating the Bible into another language, correct?
Yeah, that's right. You know, they had no word in their language for lamb. So how are you going to say Jesus is the Lamb of God? They had no word in their language for a sea, like the Sea of Galilee. So we had to be quite creative in expressing God's timeless truth in a very powerful way to that culture.
You think that was God's way of preparing you to do a translation like The Passion?
I really do. And you know, I from the day I became a believer 50 years ago, I've had a hunger for Scripture, for the Word of God. I committed a number of books of the New Testament to memory the first couple of years of my Christian journey. And so I've just been a student of the Scriptures my whole life, and now to be able to handle the Word of God, sacred Word of God, every day like this, it's I'm humbled, I'm overwhelmed, I couldn't even explain fully the emotions I feel as I had this great privilege.
And there are so many English translations of the Bible. Why do you think God called you to do the Passion Translation?
Yeah, and I'm grateful for every single one we have. I've always said the best translation is the one we live, the one we believe and live out. But, you know, God has a desire for every generation to hear the timeless truth of Scripture. And the English language changes over time. And it's every generation is going to have a new Bible. And I think there'll be many translations long after I finish the Passion Translation. There'll be still many more. We need them all. None of us have a full grasp of God's heart, and no translation is perfect, and neither is any Bible translator. So we're on that quest, all of us, to find the truth of God, the heart of God revealed in the Scripture.
You mentioned that, kind of a more modern English. Is there anything else that differentiates the Passion Translation from the others?
Well, I feel like there's, at times I feel like I'm going to the cutting room floor where certain things have been diminished or even cut out of Scripture. And part of that is the emotions, the passion of God's heart. You know, when we text each other, we use emoticons because we don't want people to misunderstand us. And I think our Bible does not have emoticons. So in a maybe a humorous sense, we're trying to put the passion of God's heart into the Scripture the way it originally was given to us, so that we don't misunderstand the loving, compassionate heart of our God.
going into making this translation, were there any guidelines to say, okay, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do this, we're going to make sure we do this? I think you mentioned one, but were there anything else that were kind of like boundaries that you wanted to stay with or aspects that you wanted to make sure you did?
Yeah, sure. One of the things, and we're always on a quest to improve it. That's why we've already had, I'm on my third edition already, and in 2027 will be actually the fourth edition. I'm working on a revision. We want to make sure we italicize any words that have been inserted, because that's a common translation procedure with modern translations. At times, there's an ellipsis in the text, and it's required in English that you fill in that ellipsis. So we're trying to do that. I have scholars that review our work, and I'm held accountable to them to respond to every single concern they state to me. So that is just our quality control. I'm so glad it's not just me on this project. We do have a wonderful team of people. I have a Fulbright scholar who contributed to the Greek Bowers Greek Lexicon. We've got seminary president from Europe. I've got other scholars that are working with me, but I'm doing the, I basically do the, I'm plowing the field, and they come back and help pull some weeds out for me.
And so it sounds like maybe even a little bit of a purification of the word from the past translations.
Yeah, we really, let me just give a quick example. John 15:2, in every translation I've found, I believe has mistranslated it. Some may have a footnote, but it says, every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, I will take away. Well, that verb in the Greek language can also mean I will lift up. And I think if we're in Christ and we go through a fruitless season, God isn't going to eliminate us. He's not going to take us away. He's going to lift us up, nourish our heart, strengthen us, get us tied back to the living vine, to where life and strength can flow through us. So it's just an example of many that I found where possibly God's heart was misinterpreted. I could say if you have an angry translator, you're going to have an angry translation.
Well, that verse you just mentioned, I want to personally thank you, because that verse was used to bring me in a time of my life where I did question my faith. And being a shy person, I felt like, okay, I'm not doing God's work because I'm not witnessing to people. So I'm not bearing fruit. And that was a burden on my life for quite some time. So thank you. And it sounds like you went to the Greek and the Hebrew to look into coming across this translation as well.
Oh, obviously, yeah. We're working daily on that. So many beautiful nuances in the Hebrew language that it's just impossible to translate one Hebrew word most of the time into one English word. So we're doing a exploration of God's heart as we translate the scripture. I want to be a scholar of his heart, not just a dead language. I want to know his heart.
We're chatting with Dr. Brian Simmons, a co-author of The Passion Translation of the New Testament. Brian, it sounds like anyone that might have any doubts or concerns, like, okay, another translation, how can I trust this? Can I really trust this? Looks like you've got a group of people behind you, keeping you accountable and helping to make sure that this is legit and on track.
That's true. And I'd encourage people to read it. And of course, there'll be critics. They burnt at the stake Bible translators in the past. So it's a noble task, but it's not always understood until later. So I hope people will pick up a Passion Translation for themselves, compare it to their favorite Bible version, and they can come to their own conclusions.
Yeah, I learned it. This was around from my pastor. He started using it right away. He loved it so much. It's more the English that we use, and it makes it more understandable. And you're right about the passion. You can see the passion in the wording in this testament.
Yeah, I'm turning in my Bible here to Psalm 36. Let's just read a couple verses here. It says, Lord, your mercy seat love is limitless, reaching higher than the highest heavens. Your great faithfulness is infinite, stretching over the whole earth. Your righteousness is unmovable, just like the mighty mountains. Your judgments are as full of wisdom as the oceans are full of water. Your tender care and kindness leave no one forgotten, not a man, nor even a mouse.
This does include Psalms, Proverbs, and the Song of Songs, or Song of Solomon. What made you decide to already include the Song of Songs in this translation.
Yeah, the Song of Songs, what a controversial book, eh? It's been dissected and viewed mostly as erotica. However, we believe that the Song of Songs is the greatest composition ever, and it is meant to be in the heart of every believer. It's divine romance, the love of Christ with his bride, the church. And that has been the view of the church fathers from the very beginning. And it was my favorite book. So I began with that, and we've had thousands of emails and comments about how it's changed their life reading just that one book.
So will we eventually get the rest of the whole Testament?
Yes, we will, God willing. I'm working right now in the book of Exodus. We've completed Ezekiel and Daniel, which will be coming out really soon. I've completed Jeremiah. It's under theological review right now. And all the prophets. So I'm swinging back now and finishing the Pentateuch. But I would say 2027, you might want to look for it.
But we will get to see some as they're getting done, they'll be released.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Right.
Maybe not Leviticus. We may put all five of the Pentateuch together, because I don't know if anybody would really want to read that by themselves.
Well, gosh, how many hours a day have you put into this, especially to get this initial New Testament going?
Well, 13 years I've been doing this. I usually spend about 6 hours a day. That's about the most before I get a brain melt.
Yeah.
I go out and walk or do something else. But every day working on it. Already today, I've spent some time with the Passion Translation. So, yeah, it's been fun, my friend. It's been really humbling, as I said, and I learned so much. I find out how little I know, and how much God has to give to his people.
Yeah, what has God taught you through all this?
That he's infinitely greater than anything we could ever imagine. His love is immeasurable. It's past finding out. You never will fathom the depth, the height, the width, the length. His love is so great. It's higher than the heavens and deeper than the deepest ocean. He wants every person on earth to know this great love as revealed to us in Christ. And God is love. His heart is beating with passion to be one with us, to walk with us, to be more than a king, to be our friend, to be a friend of God. So I'm just learning how tenderhearted he is, compassionate, forgiving. He doesn't just pick our flaws. He looks inside our heart. He knows all about us and knows that we love him.
We're talking with Dr. Brian Simmons about the Passion Translation, and there's a recent edition called the Masterpiece Edition, which has some added beauty to it, as you could say, with some paintings and pictures. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a world-renowned artist by the name of Ron DeCiani, and the name may not stick with a lot of people, but his artwork has, and many of our listeners, I'm sure, have seen some of the pieces he's done. But we have 60 pieces of art, as well as 60 devotionals, and some of this artwork by Ron is unique to the Passion Translation, and it really makes a masterpiece edition. I did an interview with Ron on radio not long ago, and he made the statement that all his life he's wanted to have his artwork in a Bible somewhere. So it's like a dream come true for him and a dream come true for us. So that masterpiece edition, it's a keepsake.
How can people get a hold of that?
Well, you could get that on Amazon or our website, passionandfire.com, or thepassiontranslation.com. That might be even better.
All right. And then you also have a series of Bible studies and devotionals to go with the Passion Translation?
Yeah, we're putting out study guides for every book that we translate. We have a number of devotional commentaries, a trilogy that goes through the book of Genesis. The newest one coming out is on the book of Joshua, A New Breed Rising, Courage to Conquer. So, yeah, there's quite a... Our publishers are keeping us busy, I'll put it that way.
And again, where can we get all these?
I would suggest you go to thepassiontranslation.com. And that has an FAQ page that will help answer every question you might have about the translation. And it also has links to go to a web store to purchase it.
All right, Dr. Simmons, one more question. Revelation, how was it translating that? I mean, it sure seems like we are in the end times. Is this going to be easier for us to better understand Revelation? Tell us just more about that experience.
Yeah, what a challenge to translate that apocalyptic book of Revelation. Some things I discovered in translating and writing many footnotes, as you'll notice, we have thousands of footnotes in the work we do. I noticed that the word Antichrist is not in that book, and that it's the unveiling of Jesus Christ. And of course, there's some judgments that are coming, but it's the one who is coming that we must focus on. And it also has a blessing. It's the only book in the Bible that has an internal blessing. If you read it, if you digest it, process it, that it will bless your life. So hopefully what we've done in translating the book of Revelation with its footnotes will invite people to a discovery that there is life, hope, joy, ultimate triumph, and the return of Jesus Christ within the pages of Revelation. It's kind of where we focus. We put our gaze on him, don't we?
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Brian Simmons, author of The Passion Translation, the New Testament, and Psalms, Proverbs, Song of Songs, and many more to come. Looking forward to that. Where's the best place to find out more information and get all the resources about The Passion Translation?
Yeah, I suggest you go to thepassiontranslation.com.
All right. It's been an honor to chat with you, Brian. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and thank you for all the work that you have done and are doing to bring us this translation. It is amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, and God bless us all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.